Welcome again to the Strange Brew podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and that was Tony Hazard and the sound of the Candyman's trumpet, one of the key tracks from his career. In fact, we're playing a selection of tracks from Tony's career as a brilliant songwriter in his own right, and for quite a range of other artists, and loads of hits there. And we'll be playing all of them on today's show. And Tony will be explaining the background behind all those songs. Before we hear Tony, thanks for everybody's feedback on the last Mark Nevin show. The full transcript of the interview is available on the Strange Brew website, The Strange Brew. But let's hear from Tony. First track is Sound of the Candyman's Trumpet. And that was probably best known for being sung by Cliff Richard on Song for Europe.
Yes.
And was that song written specifically for Europe?
Publishers identified it for Eurovision. Because I'd clearly written it for some Mamas and Papas type group. And that was actually written after an acid trip. My one and only acid trip. That was enough, because in those days it was pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
That was what it was about. And a Northeastern reference, because I think when the sweet seller went round, he blew a little trumpet and the kids would go out. I think it was referred to as a drug dealer. Because of a song called Candyman, which is like a blues. So, yes, it was written, it's all about that sort of 60s psychedelic sort of stuff. So then the publishers entered it for Eurovision, and it was Cliff Richard that was doing it. And I couldn't believe I had got through to the British final. And I heard Cliff really liked it. It was his favourite of all of them. I don't know how true that is, but I was told that.
So he preferred that. Was that the year that it was Congratulations was the song?
Yeah.
The second song is one of my favourite tracks ever, and I think the production on the record is fantastic as well. It really adds a sort of zip to the songwriting, and that's Manfred Mann, Ha Ha Said the Clown.
Yeah. You listen to my version, I did it as a sort of Hungarian, mid-European thing with a clown in the middle. And in actual fact, it wasn't about a clown, it was about a stand-up comic in a nightclub.
Oh.
It's you look at the word, but it's not. He doesn't say he goes to a circus, he goes to a show, and it's the clown is the comic. It was just my way of saying a comic. But Manfred did the whole, business.
Ha ha, said the clown. Has the king lost his crown? Is the night being tied on romance?
Manfred Mann and another Tony Hazard song, Ha Ha Said the Clown, released on Fontana in 1967. The third track on the show is Richard Barnes' The Princess of the Soldier, and I didn't know this was one of your songs, and gosh, that is a gorgeous song, absolutely amazing.
It was also done by Hall & Oates in the States. It's quite strange. I was pleased with the song, While the Clown Cries, yeah, so we've got the clown theme again, and this time a real clown, you know, a toy clown, and it's like a triangle, because the clown's in love with the princess, but the soldier's got his gun aimed at him. Yeah. There's a bit of a darker side to it.
The day is done, she climbs in bed. The time has come to rest her sleepy head. She's had a very tiring day. She's only just put all her toys away. And as she settles down to dream, there comes a sound, or so it seems, a trumpet sounding ravelay. It is the Candyman that plays, and with his magic trumpet says, it's time for toys to have their day. Loves the soldier while the clown cries. He fears the gun that points his way against military shoulder. The morning comes, the child's awake, quite unaware of all the heartbreak. Her princess lying close at hand beside a military gentleman. And in the sunny afternoon, with recollections of a tune she thinks she knows, the child's at play. And with her dolls as figureheads, she acts out stories till it's time for bed. She's had a lovely day. See how the toys begin to play. The princess loves the soldier while the clown cries. He fears the gun that points his way against military shoulders. done, she climbs in bed. The time has come to rest her sleepy head. She's had a very tiring day. She's only just put all her toys away. See how the toys begin to play. The princess loves the soldier. The clown cries.
That was Richard Barnes and the Princess and the Soldier, the single B-side to Woman Woman, released on Columbia in 1968. The fourth track is The Yardbirds and Goodnight Sweet Josephine, and I guess in its own time was a little bit controversial, and I think the single, was that single withdrawn?
I don't know. In actual fact, the time I was drinking a pub, I think it was called the Rose and Crown, I'm not sure, on Clapham Common. The police, the detectives used to meet there at night if they were going to do a raid somewhere, I remember, but the pub was all seemed to be open. So, yes, it was just a fun song. It was just a jolly fun song. So, yeah, I suppose it was considered a bit saucy.
Sweet Josephine, she's the queen of Clapham. Every night she goes out with men to trap them in her net of ecstasy. Goodnight, sweet Josephine, there's no one else quite like you. If Josephine could, she'd give you her blood. I know that she would love to. Goodnight, sweet Josephine. Whatever she does, the police will take no action. They're all in love with Josephine. And it's right that Josephine should do it just as she pleases. And whether or not you like what she's got, she's guaranteed not to fail you. Good night, sweet Josephine.
Another Tony Hazard number, The Yardbirds and Goodnight Sweet Josephine, released as a single in 1968. The next song is The Hollies' Listen to Me, and that's quite a pivotal single in the band's career, because I think that was the last one with Graham Nash on.
It was, and at the time I went to EMI when they were in, I think, Studio 2. I was always in and out of EMI, you know, Abbey Road, for various sessions and things, and I was there when they were doing that, and Graham was very keen on what I was doing, and I played them another song, which we'll come to later on. And he said that he was hoping we'd have a relationship like they'd had with Graham Gouldman, who'd written several songs for them.
Listen to me, I'll sing a song to change your mind.
Have you ever when everything goes wrong. Nobody stops to lend a hand, nobody seems to care. But she looks you in the eye, and suddenly you're strong. And very soon you realize that you don't care about love. Listen to me, I'll sing a song to change your mind. Your ears are deaf, your mouth is dumb, your eyes are blind. Listen to me, and very soon I think you'll find somebody wants to help you, somebody seems to care. And very soon you've forgotten that you don't care about it. Very strange, refusing to take the love she gives, pretending you don't care. Did it take you by surprise to discover how you changed, how you forgot to remember that you didn't care about love? Listen to me, I'll sing a song to change your mind. Your ears are deaf, your mouth is dumb, your eyes are blind. Listen to me, somebody wants to help you, somebody seems to care. And very soon you've forgotten that you don't care about love. Listen to me, I'll sing a song to change your mind. Your ears are deaf, your mouth is dumb, your eyes are blind. Listen to me, and very soon I think you'll find somebody wants to help you, somebody seems to care. You've forgotten that you didn't care about it.
Another single from 1968, this time on Parlophone and the Hollies, Listen to Me, written by Tony Hazard. So the next song is Lulu and Me the Peaceful Heart. Did you get that song through to Lulu through Mickey Most?
Yeah, that's the only song I've ever written specifically for somebody. Mickey had done several of my songs, You Won't Be Leaving, and then he'd also done Goodnight Sweet Josephine. He was looking for a song for Lulu. Mm. And I wrote it and demoed it and took it to him within a week. I took it to him and he just played the opening bit and he said, it's a hit, we'll do it on Friday. And that was that. And the demo, you know, he copied my demo identically. I commented on it and he said, I get demos that are so good, you can't better them. What's the point? It's good. So it was pretty much the same thing. But Lulu's version is really good. Jimmy Page did play on that. And he said to me, he really liked the demo. And he said, will you send me a copy? And I said, yeah, I will. And he said, I bet you don't. And I forgot. I owe him a copy of that.
Thinking of a
Lulu, including Jimmy Page on guitar, Me the Peaceful Heart, released on EMI in 1968. Manfred Mann, Fox on the Run, and that song since then has got a bit of a life of its own, hasn't it?
It has. It ran off with itself to the States. When I had a band years ago at university and we went down to London and played, I used to sing heavier stuff than I'm known for. I'd be singing Ray Charles stuff and Jimmy Lee bluesy stuff, and because, you know, I like, I suppose you'd call it American country rock, but bluesy as well. So I like, but I can't sing that sort of stuff, and I don't write that sort of stuff naturally. I used to like the band. I used to like Ry Cooder.
Yeah.
So I was listening to Ry Cooder when his first album came out, and Fox on the Run was really sort of inspired by the band. Took off and went to the States, and I read one story on the internet which I didn't know about. I think it was the Country Gentleman might have recorded it first, and then Tom T. Hall did, and it won an award given by the Country Music Association, which in those days was very rare for an English person to have written a country hit. Since then, you know, everybody's done it. That's how people know it now, over there as a bluegrass.
She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her.
From Manfred Mann, so the next song is Cherry Smash, Fade Away Maureen. And is there a Manfred Mann connection there?
I think it's Mike Hugg's brother. Mike Hugg produced it. A couple of months ago, I was doing an interview on the radio and they played it. And I thought, crikey, it's very good. The beginning of it, it sounds like Led Zeppelin. Almost.
Quite heavy.
Very good guitar riff at the beginning. But I think the whole thing is very good.
Fade away to heaven. Oh, really? the choice is made. Enjoy your dream. Glad to see you make a grade. I see you bare as you fade away. You really fade away to heaven. Oh, really fade away to heaven. Fade away, Maureen.
That was Cherry Smash and Fade Away Maureen, a single on Decca from 1969. Next is the Tremolos and Hello World.
Yeah, that was after when Eurovision came around again the next year. I thought I'll try and write something, and I thought, well, what's an obvious title? And the obvious title is Hello World. And yet it got thrown out in the first round of the Music Publishers Association, who in those days selected the first lot. And Mickey Most was part of that, and he said, look, you're throwing songs out that I think are hits. And I had that, and it was later a hit for the Tremolos.
Oh,
Tremolos and the splendid Hello World from 1969. I think the next song was a hit. I'm not sure about over here. Gene Pitney, Maria Elena.
I think it was in the top 30 anyway, top 20 maybe. Again, Gene was managed by Jerry Brom. So when he was over here, we'd meet up.
There's a cottage in the village, in the country, I have learned to love. And every night the curfew rings, and people sing their prayers to heaven above. In the cottage there lives a girl who's crying, 'cause she can't see. Soldiers marching away to war, they're fighting to be free. Maria Elena, I'm going away to war, I'm going to fight, I may not be back again. Maria Elena, I love you forevermore. They say it's all right, you'll stay by my side till I remember how it was, no one would separate us come what may. Like a dream it dissolves away, and morning will soon be here. Revolution has come our way, I'm warning you now, dear Maria.
Gene Pitney and Maria Elena, also from 1969. Next, from Gene Pitney, we have The Casuals, Hello, It's Me, and that's from an album that I didn't know much about, but when I heard the album as a whole, that's a great record, and Hello, It's Me is one of the highlights.
It's on my first album. On my first album, we just put the demo as it was. I was really pleased with the song, and I think somebody said it should have got, I don't know whether we played it to Mickey Mouse for Herman's Hermits, but it would have been ideal for them, but they didn't do it, The Casuals did it, yeah.
too kind. With just a conversation, you filled me with elation. I only want to see you. It's very nice to hear you. I'd really love to see you. Hello.
From the Casuals, we have, well, I think it was released as the Blue Jeans, but it was, in fact, the Swinging Blue Jeans and Hey Mrs. Housewife.
Yeah, they changed. I've been friends with the Swinging Blue Jeans since university days. In fact, my first year at university, it was the Rag Ball, and because I was from Liverpool, they put me in charge of looking after them, and we became great friends. And that was a song that I played to the Hollies, because I thought it'd be good for the Hollies. Mm. And so did Graham, but then, you know, they split up. So I produced that as well, yeah.
There's a time in every man's life when he takes a wife and settles down to dream. And he thinks it's the end of the line, goodbye to the kind of life we've been used to leading. Oh, it's easy to lie, but there's no denying he's in love with yesterday. Sits and dreams his life away. He wants to be a bachelor. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on? Memories take brighter place in your fella's mind. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, won't you let your mind roll on? And never let them say that you've been blind. Did you feel that this was the start of a beautiful heart's relationship with him? That his love would be just like before, growing more and more while you sat around the clover. Oh, it's over to you, but what can you do? He won't let the secret out. I'll tell you what it's all about. He wants to be a bachelor. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on? Memories take brighter place in your fella's mind. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, won't you let your mind roll on? And never let them say that you've been blind. He wants to be a bachelor. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on? Memories take brighter place in your fella's mind. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, won't you let your mind roll on? And never let them say that you've been. Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on? Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on? Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on? Hey, Mrs. Housewife, can't you see what's going on?
The Blue Jeans, or the Swinging Blue Jeans, in a later incarnation and great friends of Tony Hazard, Hey Mrs. Housewife from 1969. And then we've got a couple of tracks and a couple of hits from Richard Barnes, both of them brilliant records, Take to the Mountains and Go North.
Take to the Mountains, I was very pleased with the song. I think it's probably one of the best ever written. They were in the studio and I hadn't written the second verse, and Jerry Bond was producing. He phoned me up and he said, look, we're going to put the vocal on in a bit. Can you come up with another verse? I sat down and concentrated and I just wrote the second verse out and phoned it in. And it's one of the best bits of writing I've done, I think. There was a strike at the Philips factory at the time and the record was in demand. It was getting airplays, but people couldn't actually buy it. It was hard to get hold of. Which is why it didn't actually get in the charts. It was a turntable hit. If people had been able to buy it, I think it would have been quite a big hit.
I remember golden days. Autumn fallen by the river,
always failed to give her peace of mind. Take a boat or take a plane, and then take away your lover. The end result is still the same, no peace of mind.
Wouldn't you like to know I love you? Jump on a plane and take a ride. Take to the mountains, run away. Wouldn't you like to know I love you? Jump on a plane and take a ride. Come on before I forget you. And take to the mountains, run away.
Idle friends play idle games. Keep on asking me to enter. Feelings in the center, win peace of mind. Watch the piper call the tune. Watch the servant beat his master. I wonder why I never asked her peace of mind.
Wouldn't you like to know I love you? Jump on a plane and take a ride. Come on before I forget you. And take to the mountains high. Wouldn't you like to know I love you? Jump on a plane and take a ride. Come on before I forget you. And take to the mountains high.
The splendid Richard Barnes and a hit in 1970, Take to the Mountains.
And then Go North, which it feels a bit like a signature song of yours, really.
Yeah, and I thought Richard's version was really good because Richard had sung on all the demos. We'd sung harmonies together from the mid-60s.
Getting mighty tired of southern comfort, of things that take the appetite from life. Sometimes at night I seem to hear a voice say, go north. I guess I've had my fill of southern comfort. Can hear the highway calling me to roam, and all the time the voices keep on singing, go home, go home, get back, go north, my friend, and see. In the desert, I close my eyes, she's all around, and I know that she's the place they're telling me to go to. Go home. The road ahead's becoming somewhat clearer, with lights appearing all along the way. The lion leads the scorpion much nearer to home. Take me home, God.
The second hit, at least a minor hit, by Richard Barnes in 1970 of a Tony Hazard song, Go North. The original, or should I say demo version of that track by Tony Hazard, is on his fabulous Bronze Anthology CD collection. A couple of the tracks we'll be hearing shortly.
And then moving on to your second solo album and a key track from that, Loudwater House.
Jerry came to me, he said, look, it was the time of the singer-songwriter, and he said, why don't you write an album and just write whatever you want to write. Don't think about it being commercial at all. And so it was just about my life at the time and where I was living and friends and relationships. And Mike Batt did the string arrangements on it.
Okay.
And we became friends from then on. I'd listened to it. It's quite a powerful track.
Lead me down to the riverside. Turn me round to face the high. Chest side, let me gaze on Loudwater House. Let me gaze on Loudwater House, shining white in the morning sun. It's so big, there's enough for everyone. Moves me to tears, me to song when I gaze on Loudwater House. Let me gaze on Loudwater House.
Think about a new life, it's drawing near, it's growing here in Loudwater House. Exercise a few.
Yeah.
brilliant title track from Tony's second album, Loud Water House. And now to a song, I Think I'm Over Getting Over You, that was a hit for Andy Williams, but we'll be hearing the original.
And then we have a song from your third album that, I mean, I prefer your version to Andy Williams.
We put my version out as a single and the BBC just didn't play it.
So Andy Williams had the hit with I Think I'm Getting Over.
That was written when I was on holiday in Daya in New York, in a little village up in the mountains, hence the reference to lemon trees and things.
Tony's version of I Think I'm Over Getting Over You, which actually in the end was a hit for Andy Williams. Before we hear our final track of the show tonight, Dream of You Tonight, just got time to say that the full transcript of my interview with Tony will be on the Strange Brew website very soon, thestrangebrew.co.uk, so do look out for that. And next month we'll be travelling over to the States but hearing loads of familiar tunes that the band, US band Sidewalk Society, have chosen. It's a great time to meet up with a group who share many of the influences that we've got here and hear a track or two from their new album as well. But let's get back to Tony. See you later until next month.
And then you've really come back as strong as ever with your most recent album, and so I had to pick one, so I picked Dream of You Tonight.
Fine. It's funny with this album because I did everything myself and I wanted to keep it very simple. It's interesting because somebody heard Dream of You Tonight and said it's a bit old-fashioned. I said, you mean like the Beatles? I don't really think in terms of being old-fashioned or modern or anything. Is the song nice? Do you enjoy listening to the song and listening to the track? And I quite like the track. I think it stands up. People that have bought the album really like it. A friend of mine who teaches singing, he said, no, just stick to who you are. And he quoted Wagner, who said, it's from the heart to the heart. And when I did the gig locally, and he came, and he said some of the stuff moved into tears. He said, it was from the heart and to the heart. It doesn't matter whether it's not exactly perfect all the time. It's are you conveying an emotion to somebody, and are they picking it up?
That's a lovely summary, really, from the heart to the heart.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what comes across in a lot of your songs.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do anyway.
That's a perfect end, really, I think.
Great, thanks.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling troubled, nothing seems right. Feeling lazy, the future ain't bright. All I want is a dream of you tonight. Summer's coming, there's flies on the wall. These lazy days, I don't care at all. Just as long as I can dream of you tonight. Feeling troubled deep down in my soul. Can't seem to shake it, my resistance is low, but I get better when the day is through. I go to bed, I close my eyes and drift away in dreams of you. I smile at the mailman and he brings me bad news. My doctor says I got the daydreaming blues. The only cure is to dream of you tonight. Close my eyes and drift away in dreams of you. I may be a loser, but I'm nobody's fool. I'll play the game if I can bend the rules. I know I'm cheating just by dreaming of you tonight.
A dream.
I know I'm cheating just by dreaming of you tonight.
A dream of you, tonight's the night.
All I want is a dream of you tonight.